from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. 11 killed in Turkey in PKK attack. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint near a police station in Sizra, southeast Turkey on Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility. The terrorist group has been linked to a series of attacks against police targets in the same region. Turkish authorities have vowed to retaliate. Syrian government buses began evacuating the first of 4,000 civilians and rebel fighters from the rebel-held Damascus suburb of Deraya on Friday. Fighters reportedly will be allowed to leave for rebel-held Idlib province near the Turkish border. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Syrian state TV showed live footage of the first green government bus leaving the besieged Damascus suburb of Deraya. Several bearded rebel fighters could be seen inside the bus alongside their families. A Syrian army colonel overseeing the operation for the government told journalists things were going smoothly. He says the first batch of 300 rebel fighters, whom he calls terrorists, are being evacuated to the rebel-held province of Idlib, while some civilians who wish to remain in the Damascus area will be allowed to do so. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Pro-Syrian government Al-Mayadeen TV reported that 45 government buses would participate in what it called a four-day operation to evacuate all remaining individuals from Deraya. It reported that other Damascus suburbs may soon participate in similar evacuation operations. This